Good evening, Pastor. My name is Bernie. I hope I have a hard question for you. Since Christ purchased our liberty consisting in our freedom from the guilt of sin, the condemnation of God, the curse of the law, and everything else that came with the saving work, and since God alone is Lord of the conscience, do we, in our trying to keep our conscience pure in the sight of God, could find ourselves working out our salvation by works and not by faith? I've been talking to someone 7 days at the end. So.
I understand that. Okay. Philippians 2 is the text that comes to mind in verses 12 and 13. Philippians 2:12, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Then verse 13, for it is God who is at work in you. And all I can say is, it's God working in us, and it's us working it out. The person who's a legalist will say, I achieved it, and God was happy with what I achieved. But the right attitude is, God did it in me, and I'm grateful that He overruled my fallenness to do it. That's the difference. The difference is attitudinal. I know in my own life I have to mortify sin. I have to work out my salvation, work what's on the inside on the outside in my conduct. And yet, when it's all done, He gets all the glory. The legalist takes the glory and offers it to God and expects God to be happy with his achievement. Okay, so it's an attitude.
You mentioned in your preaching, you know, about the conscience, that once we feel this guilt, we ourselves deal with it, confess it, and then is how I understood. And then just, you know, forget it.
Yeah, move
and,
on.
And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we got into, well, isn't then that like, you know, okay, if I did something wrong, I'm just going to make sure I kind of put it away. And
right.
And we deal about this working our own salvation. Yeah.
No, I think you need to put it away. I think, you know, if you've confessed it and repented of it, the Lord has forgotten it. What good is there in you remembering it? In fact, the longer you remember your old sins, the more likely they are to become new temptations.